I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo! So we've been encouraging you to come down and get some ice cream tomorrow. Now, we don't want you to get fired for coming to get the ice cream. And a school bus driver in Minnesota may be getting fired as a Minnesota mom is raising some hell after her third grader was supposed to be home at from school on Tuesday at 1:30. It was the last day of school. Well, by 1:40, Jackie Marks, the mom in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, started getting nervous, so she drove down to the bus stop where another mom said, "Oh, yeah, on the last day of school," because she's new to the neighborhood, "on the last day of school, sometimes the bus drivers take the kids to Dairy Queen and treat them to some ice cream." So the mom was red hot about that, jumped in her car and took off for the Dairy Queen. Well, the South Point Elementary, you know, nobody had to sign a permission slip. Nobody told the parents about this or anything.
So the parents didn't know that their kids would be coming home late.
A couple minutes late. Now, you know, the kids, the bus drivers and the school had told the kids about it, and the kids were supposed to tell the parents, "Hey, on the last day of school, we're going to get ice cream." But they didn't tell this mom. This kid didn't tell the mom that. So the mom's freaking out. She's upset. She runs over to, you know, to the Dairy Queen, and one of the buses is still there. A couple of the buses, two or three of the buses have gone through the Dairy Queen with the kids. And then her daughter's bus is still there. So she goes and jerks her daughter off the bus and throws her in the car and hauls her off home. And now she wants the bus driver fired and everything like that for taking the kids to get ice cream.
The bus driver's going to buy her kids her kid ice cream.
Yeah.
That
doesn't go over so well. But the rest of the parents are like, "Hey, come on. This has been going on for years. You're overreacting." She goes, "I just moved here with my husband in the Air Force. And all I know is, you know, you can't take my kid on an unsupervised or on a field trip.
Military family, everything's by the rules.
Unsanctioned food, field trip. Yeah. You can't do that." And so now, you know, this time-honored tradition of taking the kids to get ice cream on the last day of school may have to come to a stop, and the bus driver may get fired.
That's today's world. When I was a kid, my parents, I don't think they knew when I was getting home on the bus. If I showed up 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes late, they wouldn't have had any idea.
Nope.
And if we had told them, "Oh, the school bus driver just got us some ice cream," they'd have been like, "Okay, fine." But today's world, man, it's a whole different deal.
Can't do it.
It's a whole different deal today. Because everybody sues, and we got proof of that in this next story. Jelly Belly facing a lawsuit right now from a woman who says, "Your jelly beans have too much sugar in them, and I didn't know it was there." Believe it or not. Now, Jelly Belly,
she didn't know there was sugar in jelly,
jelly beans. Now, Jelly Belly, I guess, makes something called sport beans. Okay?
Sport beans.
Now, this woman and her
grab my Gatorade and my sport beans, and I'm off.
This woman claims that they market the sport beans toward helping folks with athletic performance. And she says she found out after the fact that they're loaded with sugar. She says she was not aware of this when purchasing the beans. They're made by the Jelly Belly company. According to the nutritional information on the package, a serving size contains 17 grams of sugar. That's on the package. Jelly Belly is calling the suit nonsense.
I'd love to see Ricky Stenhouse Jr. or somebody come jumping out of a NASCAR and say, "Yeah, I'd like to thank the Miller Lite number two car was running great today. I grabbed myself a handful of better Jelly Bellies, and I was ready for the race." I mean, they say it helps you out in a sporting capacity.
Well, you'll find that those who run the marathons, if they don't finish the marathon, if they finish a couple miles short, it's because they had those Jelly Belly beans.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, they were fooled by the packaging. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Even if they are marketing them towards, you know, that it's a jelly bean.
It's a
How's
jelly
this going to help me out?
And I was thinking about the little girl, the third grader that was on the bus, and then her mom came and jerked her off the bus for going to get the ice cream. Now the ice cream is ruined for everybody else. Now going forward, the rest of her 12 years of elementary school or whatever is going to suck. You're the one that screwed up the ice cream deal.
Oh,
everybody
got
ice cream.
It's
all
your mom and dad.
Yeah. And finally, out of Alabama, a woman, found a possum napping in her dresser drawer. And so her name's Brittany. And her mom, Judy, who asked her to go get some clothes out of a dresser on Saturday because she's undergoing a rotator cuff surgery. So the daughter, Brittany, says, I reached into the panty drawer and I saw something staring at me. I could see beady eyes. So I eased the drawer closed. She asked me if it was a mouse. I said, no, it's much bigger. It's either a possum or a raccoon.
And so in the underwear drawer?
In the underwear drawer. So the mom says, open the drawer. Let's get a look. So we eased the drawer out. And there they found themselves face to face with this possum laying in her panty drawer. Just as it's laying there, I said, go get Wayne, the neighbor and handyman. But Wayne wasn't home. So we had to take care of the possum.
That would have Wayne's dream come true.
I was going to get into that,
panty drawer. And the one time he's
I've been waiting to get it.
Yeah.
I've been watching you, Mrs. Johnson, all these years.
The one time he gets the invite, he's not home.
Believe it's news.
That's right.
Damn it, Wayne.
But anyways, what she did, she grabbed like one of those old people things where you can grab stuff like a pincher, you know, like a
pickers,
grab something off the
grocery
shelf.
Store.
So they picked it out of the panty drawer, and then they found one the next day, and 3 days later they found a third possum in the panty drawer.
Panty pilfering possums.
Mm, it's not good to play dead in the panties.
No.